We know it's got 176 verses. It's all about the Word. It's Word, testimonies, precepts, statutes. Verse 140 tonight says, "Thy Word is very pure." That means it's proven. And it's very pure. And the word "very" there means it's abundant. It's excessive. The Word tonight, amen, it just isn't what's written in ink. It's what the Holy Spirit reveals to your heart. The Bible wouldn't mean nothing to you if it wasn't. Thank God spoke to you. Amen. Thank God the old people had a family Bible on their table. And they'd have family devotions with the family Bible. I know that I've been in homes before where they'd have family Bibles. And Daddy would lead that home in devotions. Thank God. We don't have that much no more since the television come in. We don't have many family devotions no more. It's a need though for families to pray together. Thank God the old people said the family that prays together stays together. And I'd say that's a good policy. If you can pray together, thank God you ought to do it. And the Word, it's the Word. They knew the Word. They said, well, the Word says it and we believe it. It wasn't that, thank God, in them days that people ever doubted the Bible. There was always skeptics, always has been. There's always been professors and university teachers that have tried to prove the Bible been not being right. But it don't matter what they say, it don't change God one bit. He's on the throne tonight as much as he ever has been. He ain't blinked a bit. He's never got worried. He's never fretted over anything. He does what he pleases, when he pleases, upon whom he pleases. And no man can say the hand of God when God decides to, thank God, to move in the hearts of men. And brethren tonight, thank God, he uses his Word. His Word's greater than his own name. Or he put it above his name according to the psalmist. His Word, thank God, is pure. It stood the test. Amen. It'll always stand the test. Thank God. When I need help, I'm going to go to the Bible. Amen. Because it's not the Word of men, it's the Word of God. That's what we say. We believe it to be. He said, "Thus saith the Lord." Amen. In the beginning God spake and it was done. Thank God it was an audible word. God spake and said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Amen. God had to speak that to your heart one day when you was under conviction and show you that there was a light. Thank God that we know that's got to be the gospel light. And the gospel light had to shine into your darkened heart to be, thank God, to reprove you and also to reveal to you who he was. Thank God. God is light. Thank God. In him no darkness at all. There ain't no darkness in God. Amen. He is. He made the darkness. But he's not in darkness. God came into this world. Thank God. God sent his own son in this world. He said, "I am the light of the world." Thank God. If a man follow me, he'll walk in the light. That's a blessing. You believe that? You believe, Brother Chris, tonight? Thank God. If we walk after him, we're going to walk in the light. Thank God. Because he is light. He that saith, "I know him," thank God, and don't walk in the light. Amen. He said he don't have no fellowship. Thank God. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ. His Son cleansed us from all sin. It's in the light. God's a light. Thank God. The only light tonight, thank God, is him. Amen. He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." It ain't me trying to let my light shine. It is, thank God, let my light shine. Amen. Thank God. I'm not going out here tomorrow to try to put on, thank God, before someone else to let my light shine. It's going to shine through me. I'm letting the light out. Amen. Hey, God, friend, you let the light out, somebody will see light. Amen. We're living in a dark world. We're living in a seeing world. And we need some light in it tonight. Thank God, Jesus is a light. Amen. His Word is a light. He said, "The Word's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path."
trap. Thank God he said the line is in the word. At last every man coming into the world. Thank God he said, I am not the light, but I was sent to bear witness of that light. Thank God that's what we are. John came and said, I'm not the light, but I came to bear witness of the light. Thank God he said, I'm the true light, Jesus is. Amen. Thank God. Amen, brother. I'm telling that. Thank God the word is pure. Thank God. That's holy, acceptable. Thank God he said it's been purified 7 times. Amen. It's been tried. Amen. And proven. Thank God through the gospel preached. It got your heart one day and brought you to Calvary. It's been proven. Thank God tonight, brethren. If you had not heard, you never would have believed. But the word has light tonight. It shines where the darkness is, and the darkness can't comprehend it. But thank God when it's made known to you through the gospel, it becomes pure to your heart. Amen. That's right. What did he say? Blessed are what? The pure in heart, for they shall see God. My grandpa always preached on that. He talked about that verse a lot to me. He said, what do you think that means? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Pure in heart, you got to have a clean heart. What's that mean? That's in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. Amen. I don't believe that just means that you're going to see Him visibly. I believe that you see God in manifestations. Through the purity of heart, we pray in the Holy Spirit, and God manifests Himself. We have a clean heart drawn out of God. God will draw out of you. Amen. But I believe He's telling His men, if you'll have a pure heart, God will show Himself to you. Amen. That's what I believe about it. God will show Himself to you. You've got a pure heart. Amen. He said, keep thyself pure. Well, He said, your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. Amen. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Amen. It's sometimes a little hard to do it sometimes. Hey, God, He told us to do it, so we ought to be able to do it. Amen. Glorify God in your body and your spirit. Amen. Purified. God purified you through the Word. And the washing of water by the Word. He purifies His own church. Thank God through His Word. Amen. Brother, you're sanctified. In John 17, Jesus said, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word sanctify means set them apart. Amen. For the use of God, for a vessel in the hand of the master. The word sanctify tonight. Amen. I didn't get saved and sanctified. I got saved, and then when I got saved, hey God, I was sanctified. Amen. God has a progression of sanctification. God set me apart more and more. Amen. God's working in my life more and more. Praise God. But when God saved me, He sanctified me. Amen, brother. He sanctified you. Amen. Even your sanctification, thank God, comes through the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God sanctifies you. It sets you apart. Thank God. Grab hold of tonight. Let it work in your life. Sanctify your heart. Get you close to God and pull to Him and get right with Him. Amen. That's the book. Praise God. Amen. I like it, don't you? I'm just glad the sanctification work is a work of God. Amen. That's right. I can't sanctify myself. It takes God to. He told Old Testament, though, He said, sanctify yourself. He had to give them the ability to do it, though. Anything God tells you to do, you have to have His help to do it. You can't do it on your own. Somebody said, I'm going to do this or that. I said, you ain't going to do it. I can't do it. Why would a man think he can do anything without God? Amen. Well, we don't even have no strength without God. We don't live. Hey, God, Paul said, in Him we live and move and have our being. We have our motions. We have our life. Everything's based on God. He breathed into man the breath of life. Man became a living soul. Amen. Man became God's crown of creation. Amen. God put a spirit within that man that he could commune with God. Thank God. You're blessed tonight. Praise God. If you've been born again and you got the Holy Ghost in you, He can commune with your spirit. Amen. That's why He said, grieve not the Spirit of God. Thank God. Where you've been sealed until the day of redemption. Don't grieve God in your spirit. Don't grieve God in your attitude. Don't grieve God in your life. Amen. Don't make God sorrowful. Amen. Don't grieve your parents tonight. Thank God grief is a bad thing. Amen. That's right. You go grieving God. I put a lot of grief on my mom and daddy. They was good parents. I put a lot of grief on them.
I was hard-headed. Amen. Thank God I'm better to be hard-headed and hard-hearted. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Hey, you know why I wasn't hard-hearted? Because he used a rod on me. Thank God to drive foolishness from me.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right, brother. He used a rod. Praise God for that. The Bible says, thank God if you spare the rod, you hate the child.
Right.
That's what the Bible said. I didn't write it. God did. It's true. Amen. Yeah. He said foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. The rod of correction drive it far from him. Amen. That means I had a lot of foolishness. Amen. But I know I had grief on them. Amen. I've done things that grieve them. But I'm going to tell you worse than that when you grieve God. Amen. Grieve the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brethren, I believe that, don't you? Thank God, me and you can grieve the Holy Spirit. Amen. We can grieve Him in our attitude, in our words. We can grieve Him just how we approach the worship service. Amen. And then He said, quench not the Spirit of God. Don't extinguish Him. Don't put Him out. Thank God, if He's urging you to do something, do it. Amen. It'll be all right. I ain't worried about it. If it's in the Bible, thank God, do it. Amen. A lot of people, you know, they say, well, I'm worried about them people. I know preachers tonight, they're scared to death what somebody might say. Well, they say at one time that'll be all, praise God, if they ain't saying the right thing. Amen. Thank God. Somebody might get them to say something and it's right. But brother, I'm telling you, it's all a learning thing. I ain't gonna put the thank God, the muzzle on God. I ain't going to quit to Him if He's wanting to work and move. Amen. Everybody has learned a little bit. But I'm telling you, one thing, the Holy Ghost lives in you. He'll bear witness with the truth. Amen. He'll bear witness what God said. And brother, not think that the Holy Ghost that God will lead you in all truth. Amen. That's right. He ain't going to tell you to do something He ain't in. Amen. That's why I double check it sometime in my heart. You ever get that double check? Sometimes I know it's freeway city. Amen. Thank God. God says do it. Let's just go ahead and do it. I know that. I know the Spirit voice. Sometimes I want to double check it. I want to make sure God's telling me this. When God called me to preach, I felt the unction of God, but I want to know God was in it. Amen. I said, I want to double check it. I sure didn't want to stand up in front of a bunch of people and say, hey, God's calling me to preach, and then make a flop of it. Amen. But the fact of it is, I would be a flop tonight if He hadn't put His hand on me and called me. I would be a flop sometimes to think I am, amen. But I'm telling you, God has to do that. God has to call a man. And sometimes that's just better, thank God. You got to hear Him. Samuel laid in the temple when the dim lights were there. Thank God, it was a dark age. I mean, Eli done been a, amen, his priesthood was gone. He wouldn't restrain his children. He would let them do things in the temple that wasn't right in the tabernacle. And God raised up a man by the name of Samuel, brought him through Hannah. Hey, God, she prayed for him. She said, I'll lend him back to God. That's a blessing. Amen. The boy here heard of God. That's what Samuel's name means. And God got to Samuel and said, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel never heard God. He was a young man laying there in the temple. Amen. But it was God. Listen. Thank God, I said this. I'll say it again. An Israelite boy, amen, became a man at the age of 13. And I don't know why in my mind I think that boy's probably around that age. God said, Samuel, Samuel. Amen. He was a child, though. It does say a child, so maybe I need to back up on that a little bit. But he had to be somewhere, thank God, where he was, had some, amen, some understanding and responsibility to him. God could even speak to him. And God spoke to him, and finally Eli said, Esther, it's God talking to you. Amen. It's good knowing God's speaking to you. And he answered him, and God told him what he was going to do. And then he went and told Eli, and God judged that crowd. But God used Samuel, thank God, in a dark day. But he heard the voice of God. Amen. I'm glad you can hear him tonight. Amen, brother. I'm glad you can hear God. Hey, God, I'm not deaf for him tonight. Amen. I got a ear for him. And if he'll talk to me, I'll listen. Amen, brother. I'm telling you, I'm in his classroom. I can always learn. I can always grow. I can always get something from him. I can always go further with him. Thank God I can get in with him tonight. Thank God hear his voice. And now he listens to me when I call upon him and we talk to him. Thank God the old songwriter said, he walks with me and he talks with me. Amen. Praise God. He's alive tonight. He ain't a dead God. I'm not serving a dead God nor have a dead religion. Thank God he's alive tonight. Thank God if he's alive, he's going to talk to
tell you amen. That's right. The only reason you don't hear it, brother, is because you don't want to. Amen. You got to be in a place to hear him. That's right. I told Levi one time, we were sitting up here at Wendy's, we were talking about God. I said, you got to be close to God to hear him. I said, John laid on his bosom.
Yeah.
Amen. He heard his heartbeat. That's right. I said, you know, Matt's your daddy, but we're about 12, 15 miles away from him. I said, you get to calling him, he ain't answering. You just get out here and start calling him. Amen. Now, in spiritual application of that, the closer you are to God, the better you'll hear him. That's right. If you walk in afar off from God, why are you trying to call him? He knows where you're at anyway. He knows where you're at. He can talk to you, thank God, no matter how far away you are from him. He can talk to you. You just ain't going to talk to him as good.
Right.
Amen. The prodigal, praise God. When he got down to far country, he couldn't call daddy on a cell phone. Didn't have him. He had to come to the end of his cell. Amen. He had a bunch of money, no doubt went to a righteous living down the far country. And he knew, thank God, what his daddy had back at the house. He had done experience that bread. Amen. He knew the daddy had bread. He was eating hog food. Amen. But his daddy, thank God, had the bread for him. To get the bread, he had to get up and go back and tell his daddy he had sinned against him. And his daddy met him, thank God, on the way and hugged him, kissed him, and had compassion on him. And the same thing God done for you. You know and I know, thank God, and we was in sin and we was walking away from God. We wasn't close to him. But thank God we knew, praise God, we could repent and God would receive us. Amen. God, listen. Amen. God's not telling you to, hey, God, you got to, what you got to do to get to God, you got to be honest. Hey, God, you got to come to me as you are. Amen. The prodigal didn't bring nothing up the road in his hands. Hey, God, he come with a cart. Amen. He didn't try to offer his daddy some offering for wrong. He didn't come to him and say, Daddy, I done blowed all your inheritance. Hey, God, he said, I'm sorry. I'm sin. And daddy fell his neck and kissed him. Hey, God, had compassion on him. Oh, he was trying to make a deal with God. Brother, he ain't in the deal business. He wants you to be honest and confess your sin. He's faithful just to forgive you. Thank God, that's what the Word says. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Listen, I can get right with God better than I can get right with you most time. You know why? You can't forgive me as good. That's right. You still gonna hold it in your mind. Amen. If I do you wrong, and you a good brother to me, me and you've been in this thing for a good while. But if I say something to you that would really hurt and offend you, and I come and say, Brother Danny, I'm sorry, forgive me, you would do that because you love me and this right. But still it would hinder you or hurt, affect you, your mind. But God, it don't do that to God. He don't remember it no more. Amen. That's right. That's a blessing of his. God don't remember your sin. Amen. God don't hold it against you. God don't bring it back up and say, do you remember what you did 5 years ago? Well, he don't remember it. Amen. There's people that bring up sin. God don't bring it up. Thank God. Why, how you know that? Hebrews 10:17. He said, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Yeah.
You believe that? Thank God if you did, you'd shout the victory. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Hey, no, amen, brother. If you really realize you don't have no sin against you,
right.
It causes you to thank God. Amen. I like a good bath. Praise God. I like to feel clean. Amen. Everybody will take a bath. Don't you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Use soap, body wash, something. Amen. That's right. I talked to a boy today up at the detention center, and I felt for him. I really did. He's laying there in his own just flesh. Probably hadn't had a bath in 2 weeks. I believe the prodigal stunk, don't you? It didn't keep the daddy from hugging him and taking him in. Amen. He put the best robe on him. Amen. Put the best on him. I tell you, the best is Jesus. Amen.
Yeah,
that's right, buddy. He put the best righteousness in you. It's Christ. Praise God. And I'll tell you, the greatest feeling is not taking a natural bath. The greatest feeling is taking an inward bath and getting clean from everything that you've done against God and cleanse your heart. Amen. That's why he said, cleanse your heart. There's cleansing in the blood of Christ. Amen. The blood don't run through me. The blood's already washed me. The blood's on the mercy seat to obtain
what Christ did come to obtain, and that was to redeem people from sin. I know I've been washed in the blood. Amen. I know what he said about washed. It means he's taken away. Praise God, the blood takes away sin. It don't keep. Thank God it takes it all away. Amen. It don't take some of it away. Amen. You never have been saved. You haven't been washed. Amen. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. We ain't washed by water, we washed by blood. These bunch of people believe you got to be baptized to go to heaven. Praise God. Why don't they sing nothing but the water? It's the blood. Thank God. That's a curse in Gaza. The Son of God hang on the cross and give himself for us and still deny the blood. It's a sin, friend. Makes me mad. And then people say, well, I think they'll be in heaven. How could they be in heaven if they don't believe right? If they believe it in water baptism and get to heaven, they're going to go to hell with water on them. I'm going to heaven with blood on me. The blood of Christ. It's the atonement. It's everything. Thank God it gets a man there. Amen. Thank God. You say, how you get it, preacher? By faith. Amen. It's not by works. It ain't nothing you can do. It's natural for a man to want to give God something. It's natural for a man to say, I'll do this for you, God. He don't need you to. He's already done it all. Thank God. That's what the Word says. Amen. Amen. So how long will I have to pray? Long as you have to. Amen. You might get it in a second. You might get it, Brother John, laid on the altar a while. You know why? He want to make satisfaction in his heart. Amen. He won't get up, thank God, without getting satisfaction in his heart. It's between him and God. It ain't between me and him. My salvation is not between me and you. It's between me and God. Amen. But if it's between me and God, it'll come out. Amen, brother. If somebody like God move in, it'll be, he'll know it. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Anybody move in your house, you'll know it. Amen, buddy. Them children make a difference in your house when they're born into your house. Amen. It's quiet till you got children. Amen. That's right. You get new children in the house, make a difference in your house. Say, so what's all that noise going on? That's them youngins in there, praise God. Amen. Isn't that right? Got another seat at the table now. Praise God. I tell you, God move in your house. You tell me nobody cannot. Thank God, friend, if you get right with God, he moves into you. You got to know it. Amen. Somebody else to know it. Amen. That's right. Somebody big as God. He in you. He live in you. He live in you. Amen. He's in you if you're saved. Amen. He's running the house. He don't move in the house. He can't run. He tells a man to be the head of the house, the leader of the house. That's God's authority. I like it, don't you? Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, gave for us. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husband as unto the Lord. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. You're doing it in the name of the Lord through the Word. Praise God. I like it. I'm not my wife's boss, I'm her leader. She's to submit to my leadership in Jesus. If she don't, then she'll have to face consequences. If I don't love her the way I'm supposed to, then I'll face consequences. I figure this out, and I think this is right, and I believe everybody agree with me. If I love her the way I'm supposed to, she'll follow me the way she wants. If she's right with God, if I'm right with God, I'll love her as Christ loved the church. Amen. That means that I'll put her above myself. Amen. We got a self problem in this day. The early church had another selfish problem. We got a selfish problem. Isn't that right? Yeah. Amen, buddy. Ain't God. I'll keep it for me. Amen. That's right. No, God said give it. He said more blessed to give than receive.
That's right.
I'll tell you what he said. Listen to this. He said to the rich ruler, he said, you got one thing that you lack. Sell what you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. Now listen to this. He had many riches. It wasn't a sin for him to have riches. It was sin for him to put riches above God. What God was saying is you're going to have to give up what's holding you. I tell you, another thing would be hard to give to the poor. He wouldn't mind giving to his family, probably.
Yeah.
But go out there and give it to people who don't have nothing. That'd be kind of hard for somebody to do that. I mean, and I'll be honest with you, if I had a $100,000 on me, and I don't, but if I did, and they said, Hyatt, I want you to take that money and go out here and just give it to the poor people. You know what I'd say? Well, this is mine. God said, no, it's mine. I want you to give it. See, God always tests you and me at our point of submission. It might not be money that's my problem, even though I do have a problem with it like anybody else does at times. God put a thing. Here's the thing. Let me give you this here. I told this to a fellow today. I said, it's not how much you have, it's what you do with what you have. Isn't that right? If a man does what he's supposed to with what he has, God blesses him. It isn't amount, it's what you do with what you have. What God gives you. Amen? That's right. If I give you a hand of corn seed tonight and told you to go out there and sow it, thank God in the ground. If you throw it to the road, you ain't going to get nothing. Isn't that right? I mean, the Bible teaches that. Amen. Somebody said, listen, a man that don't have a lot, not a poor man.
Yeah.
There ain't many poor people today anyhow. There's some. Amen. I remember when I was growing up, some of you, I mean, I'm 58 years old, but there was people that was literally poor. I mean, they lived in old mill, and I don't say this disrespectful, they lived in the mill villages. They had to scrape and scrap for everything they got. And buddy, boys, I'm going to tell you how much we're blessed tonight. I don't know if it's a bunch of blessings, but it was a curse. I don't even remember as a child going up East Dennis Street and even seeing but one restaurant, and that was Ray's Hamburgers. And once in a while, Daddy would say, let's go to Ray's. And I thought that was the best thing a man could ever do. And it looked like one of them Flintstone restaurants, that way that roof went.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, sure.
Had Ray's Hamburgers. And he always said, what you want to eat? And I'd say, hamburger, french fry, and drink. And look at it now.
Yeah.
People, hey. But you know what? Them people lived. They lived by the word in them days.
Yeah.
Grandma and grandpa, oh, God help us to get back to it. You know that? Your grandma and grandpa raised in West Virginia? You people know that if you had a daddy and mama or a grandma and grandpa that believed God, that would pray for what they had, pray for what they got, and they believed the word of God?
Yeah.
They knew it was proven.
Yeah.
They knew they could pray and get it because God knew they needed it. That's right.
Yeah.
You know what they'd always say? I remember going to a house over in the mill village one time. And his name was Sally Barnes, I believe the man's name was. I'll never forget, as a little child. My grandpa Hyatt lived down here for a while. That's how Daddy got down here. They moved down here from Virginia to work in the mills. And we went to Sally's house, and he had a tender heart, the fella did. And I remember as a child, Grandpa Hyatt and a bunch of them was over there, and they said, well, let's pray before we go. And they got in a circle in the house, and they held hands. And when they prayed, they cried. They wept. I don't never remember my grandpa praying with me that he didn't weep when he prayed. I don't never remember a time that I didn't hear him preach much, but when I heard him preach, he wept when he prayed. You know why? Because they believed the word. And they believed prayer was what it would take to get what they needed.
Yeah.
And tonight we have everything at the tip of our fingers. And we pray less and believe the Bible less in this day of quick service. I just want to ask you a question. Now, how much does the word mean to you? How much does the word mean to you? It's pure. It's proven. Do you love it? Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what you need. You need a quickening. in spirit. Amen. Praise God. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Some people say, well, I'm down. I said, I get that way every once in a while too.
Amen.
I got to encourage myself in the Lord.
Yeah.
You got to kind of get to thinking about what God's done for you and the blessing of God and the Word of God and the good things of God.
Yeah.
And before you know it, if you get to praising God and thanking God,
yeah.
Amen, all them things you've done about, thank God behind you.
Yeah.
Let's get the Bible out.
Right.
Read the Scripture. Don't think, don't put yourself, just take a verse and read it and think about the goodness of God and what God's done for you. It'll stir your heart and help you.
Right.
Praise God. Get in that book. Amen. It's the blessed book. Amen. It's pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth thee. It's loved by people of God. Amen. It's loved by the people of God. Amen. They say, boy, I love that. Amen. I love the Bible. Amen. The young children sing it. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Praise God. The B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me.
Yeah.
I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Praise God. I like it. Amen. What's that old book? Get the new look from the old book. Get the new look from the Bible. The inward look, the outward look, the upward look from the old book. And we taught our kids that. But now, the world has so crept in our lives. The Bible's pushed out. That's what's happened. Thank God for the Word. Help, I need it. I need it in my heart. Oh, somebody tell it to me. Somebody preach it to me. Somebody teach it to me. Somebody speak to me about it. Somebody say something about it. It's meat to my heart. Jesus said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Praise God. I appreciate you hearing me. Let's stand in the sanctuary tonight.